From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. A shooting attack in the U.S. state of California becomes the deadliest mass shooting in the United States in the last 3 years. U.S. authorities say as many as three attackers opened fire on a holiday party for municipal employees in the city of San Bernardino on Wednesday. They say at least 14 people were killed in the attack at the municipal building, and 17 others were wounded. Hours later, police shot and killed two of the suspected assailants in a vehicle when it was spotted in a nearby neighborhood. Here's what local police chief Jared Bergwan had to say about that incident.
We had multiple officers that were involved in the shooting. We have two suspects that are dead at the scene. One is a male, one is a female. We had one police officer that was wounded. He has injuries that are not considered to be life-threatening, and he is at a local hospital and is expected to be okay.
Well, U.S. officials say a third suspect was detained after fleeing from police, but it was not clear if he also was an attacker at the municipal building. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, but law enforcement officials said they could not rule out terrorism. British lawmakers have approved a request from Prime Minister David Cameron to take part in airstrikes against the Islamic State militant group in Syria. Mr. Cameron appeared in Parliament to make his case ahead of Wednesday's vote, saying the airstrikes would be part of a wider strategy to overcome the militants. Britain has been bombing Islamic State targets in Iraq for more than a year, and Cameron urged lawmakers to back the extension of airstrikes to Syria to target militants that he said are plotting attacks on the West. After 10 hours of heated debate, the request was approved by a vote of 397 to 223. This is VOA. The U.S. military says Special Forces troops are being deployed to combat the Islamic State militant group and that those forces have well-planned targets in both Iraq and Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday the U.S. deployment will consist of about 100 troops, including a small group of commandos who will conduct what he called very precise and surgical operations. The primary mission of those troops will be to find and capture key Islamic State militants thought to have what one U.S. official described as actionable intelligence that could lead to additional operations. A UN nuclear agency report says Iran made efforts to develop nuclear weapons in the past, although such efforts appear to have ended in 2009. The International Atomic Energy Agency report published by media outlets on Wednesday also said Iran conducted most of its nuclear weapons work prior to late 2003. The agency's findings were based on intelligence provided by the United States, Israel, and other countries suspicious of Iran's nuclear activities, as well as on the IAEA's own research and interviews. Iran denies seeking nuclear weapons, and its deputy foreign minister Abbas Araghchi responded to the IAEA report by saying that Iran considers allegations of its past nuclear weapons research to be a closed matter. A speech by U.S. Central Bank Chief Janet Yellen about the improving U.S. economy has prompted some experts to say the U.S. Federal Reserve is likely to raise its key interest rates soon. In her remarks to the Economic Club of Washington on Wednesday, Yellen said she expects the U.S. job market to keep strengthening and the U.S. inflation to rise closer to the Fed's 2% target rate that signals a healthy economy.
I anticipate continued economic growth at a moderate pace that will be sufficient to generate additional increases in employment, further reductions in the remaining margins of labor market slack, and a rise in inflation to our 2% objective.
Well, some economists interpreted those comments as a signal that the Fed will raise the key U.S. interest rate on December 16th, a change that has been under consideration for a long time. And China has agreed to invest $6.5 billion in South Africa to support the African nation's economy. Chinese and South African officials signed the agreement on Wednesday as Chinese President Xi Jinping began a visit to South Africa and met his counterpart Jacob Zuma in Pretoria. China, as part of that deal, will provide $500 million in loans to South Africa. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.